السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. Yesterday we spoke about the miraculous nature of the name of Allah تبارك وتعالى. And the examples we gave, Adam عليه السلام took the name of Allah and his restlessness was turned into ease. Zakaria عليه السلام took the name of Allah, he was granted a child in old age. Ibrahim عليه السلام took the name of Allah, the blazing fire turned into a garden. Musa a.s. took the name of Allah, the raging sea split and gave him a dry path to walk. The hard rock split and from there the stream was flowing. Isa a.s. took the name of Allah and the blind were able to see. The leper was cured and the dead were revived from the grave. Nabi s.a.w. took the name of Allah and the sword fell from the hand of the enemy and he could not fulfill his evil intention. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took the name of Allah and the stones would speak. He took the name of Allah and the moon split. He took the name of Allah and the entire world became illuminated with the guidance of Nubuwwah. I also mentioned yesterday that many have claimed divinity. Fir'aun said, Ana Rabbukum al-A'la. He used the word Rabb, but no one claimed divinity using the name Allah. And we concluded yesterday by saying, in this world, you have to follow protocol. You have to call people by their titles. If we had to call out unto Allah with the titles that Allah is deserving of, our entire lifetime would not have been adequate. But Allah has made it easy for us, even though we are weak, even though we are not pure, but Allah has given us permission and He has enabled us and He has made it easy for us to take His name in any situation, in any condition, at any time and in any place. Now, after having spent a few days discussing the name Allah, we now move on to the attribute of names Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim. Both these names, the Quran starts with these attribute of names. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Both these names denote mercy. So Allah brings two different names which denote the same thing for emphasis. To denote how, or to emphasize how merciful Allah is. But there is a bit of a difference between Rahman and Rahim. And in understanding this difference, we then see the vastness of the mercy of Allah. Ibn Mubarak rahimahullah says, Ar-Rahman huwa alladhi idha su'ila a'ta. Rahman is that being, when he asks, when you ask him, he gives you. Wal-Rahim idha lam yus'al ghadib. And Rahim is that being that if you don't ask him, he gets angry. That why you're not asking me? So Rahman is that being that when you ask him, he bestows and grants it to you. And Rahim is that being that if you don't ask, he gets angry. Then why are you not asking? Others say that Rahman is extensive, meaning the mercy of Allah reaches all. It encompasses all. It includes all. And Rahim is intensive, meaning the mercy of Allah is perfect. It is complete. Now, every creation, every creature, every human is the recipient of the mercy of Allah. Even non-Muslims. Because had it not been for the mercy of Allah, they would not be granted sustenance. They would not be granted the air to breathe. Everything functions through the mercy of Allah. But the complete and perfect mercy of Allah is reserved for the believers in the Akhirah. In this dunya, even the non-believer, sometimes you'll see he enjoys a lot of fame, a lot of prominence, a lot of wealth. That's through the mercy of Allah. It's through the mercy of Allah. But the perfect mercy of Allah, the special mercy of Allah, is reserved for the believers on the day of Qiyamah. It is mentioned for purposes of understanding in a hadith that Allah's mercy, if it's to be divided into 100 portions, if Allah's mercy is to be divided into 100 portions, Allah uses only one out of those 100 portions for us and for non-Muslims and for the entire creation in this world. The other 99 portions, 99% of the mercy of Allah is reserved for us, for believers in the year after. So in these subtle differences between Rahman and Rahim, we actually see the vastness and the greatness mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The mercy of Allah is very different from the mercy that humans show each other. And inshallah tomorrow we'll discuss a little bit more about the difference between the mercy that humans show each other and the mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But during this month of Ramadan and in every day of our lives, we should be begging Allah to envelope us in His mercy. To some extent, as I said, we are all recipients of the mercy of Allah. But Allah should envelope us, He should cover us, He should totally shower us with His mercy. Because without the mercy of Allah, we cannot succeed in anything in this world nor in the year after. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make us from amongst those that are the recipients of His mercy in the dunya, in the qabr, as well as in the akhirah. Ameen ya rabbal alameen, wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina.